Hello there. Thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Hotline. This is Marty on a recorded line. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm not doing so bad. I appreciate that. And have you found an attorney yet to help you file a claim for the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
No.
Okay. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then, have you, or a loved one use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay. I'm guessing it's you. You're filing on behalf of yourself.
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with a cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. And do you mind telling me what type you were diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
That's tough. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And that is one of the cancers that was known to be caused by it. I'm gonna go ahead and just re-ask you the same attorney question. It's just a little bit of a longer form here. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you mind if I ask you when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
I was diagnosed in May of 2024.
Oh, wow. So just this year.
Yeah.
Okay. That's tough to hear. I'm sorry. And so, May, and you know what? Do you remember around when in May?
Around May 9th.
Okay, so around May 9th. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, that's good that you got it on there. Bad to hear, though. Sorry. Okay, and then diagnosing doctor. Do you remember the name of your diagnosing doctor?
Yes, it was Dr. Beeman Cobb. Oh, the other, you say, how do you say his last name?
Dr. Beeman. And then how
Yeah,
did you?
of coffee.
Okay. And then, sorry, the last name, you could say it again. It was just hard to hear.
It was Capaldi. I think that's how you pronounce it, Capaldi.
Oh, Capaldi. Thank you very much. I was missing the first
Yeah.
part, the K-A. All right. And then what city?
It's in Baltimore.
Okay, Baltimore, Maryland. Okay, I found him. So, just tell me if this sounds familiar. So it's Dr. Beeman Capaldi, and it is difficult to spell. It's Beeman and then KHulpatteea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay. And then do you remember the address off the top of your head? If not, I'm sure I can help you with that one.
It's 345 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202.
Okay. And sorry if I'm ever a little quiet when I'm putting in the information here.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. I have 345 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, do you know his phone number off the top of your head?
No, not off the top of my head, I don't.
That's okay. That's okay. I have a phone number for him here. So one second. And was that at the Bunt? What is it called? Bunting Center or somewhere else? Let me see. Stuart Weinberg. Okay, no big deal.
Thank you.
Okay. And then I have his telephone number here under his name at 410-332-9200. Does that sound right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, to the best of your knowledge is, you know, how you definitely want to answer these. Okay. And then Maryland. Okay. And now, did you use any hair relaxer, or did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then if you could just answer on average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxer prior to your diagnosis?
Five times a year.
Okay. Are you a resident of the U.S.?
I am, yeah.
All right. I figured so. And then can you please tell me your date of birth?
5/12/81.
All right. Will you please repeat the year? It was hard to hear the end of that.
5/12/1981.
81. Thank you. Yeah, ones and nines are the same on the phone. I'll repeat that back to you. So I have May 12th, 1981.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, this is just a quick aside. Did you have any friends or family or loved ones that also use the hair relaxer?
Not that I'm sure of.
Okay. No, that's fine. Just put no there. So let's say if they ever did, you just want to give them a heads up to let their doctors know, you know.
Yeah. Then,
so what state did you use the hair relaxer?
What state did I use it in?
Yeah,
Baltimore,
I know. It's
Maryland.
Okay.
In Maryland.
Yeah, yeah, I figured, you know, but I appreciate you answering that. Some of these questions you think, hey, why are they asking that? But, you know, it's relevant. And then when did you start mm-hmm. using the hair relaxer, if you can remember approximately?
March of 2009.
Okay. I got approximately March 20th, 2009.
Mm-hmm. Well, March 2009, not on the 20th day.
Oh, okay.
March of 2009.
Okay, we'll just say, you know what?
I wish my memory was that good.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm very impressed. Yeah, it's hard for me to remember anything, you know, prior to 2020 at this point. Before 2020.
Mm-hmm.
okay, so then when you started using the hair relaxer, we'll just say approximately March 1st of 2009. That makes sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's as close as we're going to get, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then when did you stop using the hair relaxer?
In May 24, 2024.
Okay. We'll just say, was it right after your diagnosis?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you stop using it, like, right after your diagnosis, or I guess maybe just before that, you just, maybe, was that what caused you to stop using it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm guessing, and I'm sure you probably used it for the last time, probably what, the April before or something like that, or?
It was a few weeks before my diagnosis.
Okay, so yeah, we'll just say probably in middle of April, maybe like April 14th, or maybe April 15th. 2024 of this year? Approximately.
Yeah. Approximately.
Yeah, I know. No one marks down in their calendar when they use a hair product. You know, you think it's inconsequential when you're using it, right?
Right.
So that's fine. They're aware of that. Don't worry about that. Okay. And then how often, this is kind of a similar question to before when you were telling me how often you used it. So this will be the last time we asked how often. So it says, how often Did you use or apply these products? And the answers are weekly, monthly, four times a year, less than four times a year, or unsure.
It was about five times out of the year.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll put four times as the closest one. And then I'm sure when you talk to the attorneys, you can get into the details there with them, okay?
Okay.
I put on here that on average, you used it five times a year already. So they should already know, okay?
Okay.
They just want to make sure that you use it more, maybe more than four, if they're putting that here. So we'll say four times a year. And then how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products?
About 15 years.
Okay. And then... did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
I use it at the salon.
Okay. Do you have any salon receipts for the visits?
Probably not dating all the way back.
It's not required.
I could probably, yeah.
Okay, so maybe.
Yeah.
But just unsure right now?
Unsure.
Unsure? Okay. And then which brand name products have you used? Are you aware?
L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. That's the first one on the list right here. Okay, Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal. Did your cancer diagnosis happen to... This is kind of a funky question, so sometimes I'll break it down, okay? I'll make it easy.
Okay.
It's worded a little weird, so I like to prepare you. So did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least one complete year?
2 or more years or 1 complete year? After using the product.
Yes, yes. Does that make sense to
yes.
you? Yes, okay. Yeah, I know. So, and you know what? The word complete really isn't in there. So I try to add that in because it's a little more clear when you just say at least 1 year. But yeah, that means you use it for 1 complete year and then 2 or more years passed and then you were diagnosed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Thank you. Sorry about that one. Okay. And then, so... as far as your treatment goes, so I know, when you say you were diagnosed earlier this year with the ovarian cancer, what type of treatment did you receive for that?
We did chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, payment.
What was the last thing you said after complete hysterectomy?
Pain medication.
Oh, pain medication.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine that sounds painful. I'm sorry to go through all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Okay, sorry. It takes me a minute to enter data. Thank you. You've been so patient with me. I really appreciate that.
Okay.
Okay, so chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, and then pain medication, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then considering, you were diagnosed around May 9th of this year, when did you start receiving the treatment, if you can remember approximately?
It was about May 15th, 2024.
Okay, makes sense. Well, I'm glad they started treating you as soon as they could.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that what was the name of your treating doctor versus the diagnosing doctor? Was that also Dr. Beeman?
No, Dr. James Ferris was my treating doctor.
Okay, give me 1 minute. Okay. Well, you say the, I heard Ferris. Like, is that right? Ferris, last
Yes,
name?
Ferris,
Okay.
Ferriss.
With two S's? Okay, maybe. Yeah, maybe two S's. We'll see. And then James is what you said. I found it now. It was hard for me to hear the first name. So I have Dr.
Yes.
James Ferris. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And that's James Ferriss. Okay. Do you remember the address for Dr. James Ferris?
1800 Orleans Street, and he's in Baltimore, Maryland, 21287.
Was that a John Hopkins?
Yes.
I'm going to read that back to you, okay? I have 1800 Orleans Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21287.
Yes.
Okay. Would you do you have his number, or would you like me to find the most relevant number?
If you could find the most relevant one, that'd be fine.
Absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to read it to you. 410-955-8240. Does that sound we're like we're in the ballpark there, like we're right? Okay. Will you please just state your gender for me, please? Just confirm that.
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. Okay. Now, I have your first name is Miss LaKenya, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Will you just please spell that for me so I can make sure that I have it correct?
LaKenya.
Perfect. And then is there a space between La and Kenya?
No, no, please.
Okay. Would you prefer if I capitalize the L and the K?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so I'm going to say capital L because I'm sorry, it just came through with a capital K. So I wanted to know what your favorite, what your preference is. So I'm going to say capital LaKenya. That's good.
Yes, that's it.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I came over, so I just wanted to make sure I was doing right by you. And then last name Hill, Hill, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Sorry about that mix up. Okay. And then what is your social?
My social.
For medical records. If you feel more comfortable, you could
I
give the last four and then you could talk to the attorney about that one.
Last four is 3999.
Yeah, absolutely. Just be prepared when you talk to the attorney. They're going to ask for the social 3999, okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, I understand that's sensitive information. Luckily, they are controlled by the bar, so they do have to answer to them, and so they keep everything confidential. Now, for your email, I have it as L as in La Kenya, and then H as in hotel, and then Kenya, Kenya, 81 at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank you. LH Kenya 81 at gmail.com. Perfect. And then for your telephone number, I'm going to make sure it came over right. 443-415-9083. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Is that mobile telephone?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Okay. And don't worry, we're almost done, and then I'm just going to review everything to make sure that I took everything down correctly. What is your full address?
810 Wilson Point Road, Apartment K, Middle River, Maryland, 21220.
Did you say Wilson, like the sports balls, W-I-L,
Wilson.
Wilson, like in Castaway Wilson? Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's hard for me to remember reference points for Wilson. Okay, so I have 810 Wilson Point Road, Apartment K, Middle River, Maryland, 21220, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Okay. And then do you have a copy of the medical records, or can you get them if you needed to from the hospital or from your doctor?
I can get them if I needed to. I don't have a copy at this moment.
That's fine. That's fine. Now, if they were to have you get a copy, how would you prefer to send them? Mail, electronically, or either?
Electronically.
Thank you very much. Okay. So I'm going to read you this. We request an emergency contact inform sorry, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we've found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Would you like to list a emergency contact?
Do I have to list someone right now, or can I do that later?
You could do that later if you'd prefer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's everything. Let me go ahead and I'm going to make sure everything is right. And now, by the way, how are you doing now after you got the treatment? Are you doing a little bit better, or?
I mean, I'm doing okay.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. You know, definitely rooting for you here. Okay. Let me go ahead and go over everything. Okay, so the first is, would you like, well, first one, right, was would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hyrolaxia lawsuit? You said yes. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? You said no. And then, sorry, I'm going to read this question out for you real quick, just because I didn't mark it. So let me just make sure I did read it. Are you willing to affirm under penalty you not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're willing to affirm that you haven't. Excellent. Thank you. I think I asked,
Right.
but sorry if I didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry if I didn't mark it, but I did now. So you affirmed you haven't. Thank you. And then you said you did use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years. You marked yes. Unfortunately, diagnosed with ovarian cancer after using the hair relaxer. And then you're filing the claim on behalf of yourself. All of that is correct so far, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed in May 9th, so on May 9th, 2024. Your doctor was Dr. Beeman, Kolpeti, and then the address was 345 St. Paul Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. And then the telephone number, the best of your knowledge, is 410-332-9200. All of that is correct, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? You said yes. On average, you used it 5 times per year prior to your diagnosis. You're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is May 12, 1981. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. Thank goodness there. And then,
Oh,
yeah, and then as far as friends or family that use hair relaxer. Don't know any off the top of your head, which is fine. And then you used it in Maryland, is where you use the hair relaxer. And then started date was about March 1st, 2009 to around April 15th, 2024. And then since we had to fill a bubble in and it was limited what we can put, how often you use these products, about
Well,
4 times a year. Is all that right? Or sorry.
you said when I stopped using the hair relaxer, I stopped using the hair relaxer back in May.
Okay. So we'll say approximately May. You want to say the beginning or middle of May? Or diagnosis date? Or diagnosis date?
So my diagnosis date, no, I stopped using it in May. It was in May of 2024. I'm not exactly sure, like, the
Okay.
day it was.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So we'll just say about May 1st, 2024, just to the best of your knowledge. That'll be fine, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
No, thank you so much. No, and I appreciate you being engaged, and paying attention there. So I'm gonna just restate that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so when did you start using the hair relaxer? It's about March 1st of 2009 to about May 1st of 2024, approximately to the best of your knowledge, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Okay. And then how often did you use these products? Approximately 4 times a year. I know earlier you said it was around 5 times a year. They just make me fill in a bubble for this one, just to give you a little more awareness on what my side is. And then how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products? You said around 15. And then you received hair relaxer treatment in a salon. And then the brand name product that you had used was Dark and Lovely that you'd recalled. Okay. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? You said yes. And then the treatment that you received was chemotherapy, immunotherapy, complete hysterectomy, pain medication. And then your treatment date started approximately May 15th, 2024. All of that is correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then the treating doctor was James Ferris, JAMES FERRISS. The address was 1800 Orleans Street, Baltimore, Maryland 21287. And the telephone number, to the best of your knowledge, was 410-955-8240. All of that is correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, and then gender is female. I'm going to spell your name out real quick. LAKENYA. Last name Hill, HILL. Last four of your social is 3999. And then the email address is LK. Oh, sorry, I'm sorry, I messed that up. LHKENYA81@gmail.com. And your primary phone number is 443-415-9083. All of that is correct?
It is correct, yes.
Thank you. And then that is a mobile number. The address is 810 Wilson Point Road, Apartment K, Middle River, Maryland 21220. Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you. Almost done. Thank you so much for being so patient. Okay. And then copy of the medical records, you said you can get them, so that'd be yes. And then electronically would be your preference if they asked you to provide them. Emergency contact, you'd prefer to just communicate that at a later time. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you the forms right now. It'll be to either way, email or text message. So go ahead and you can put me on speaker just in case you have any questions. And you should be receiving that any second now. It just takes a moment maybe to send.
And that's to my email.
It's to both. You should be getting a text and an email. And my name is Martin Critchfield from Astort Strategies. And then Yeah, but either way, you should be getting it. It's a DocuSign too, just letting you know.
Okay.
Yep, and then when you're done, it's also going to give you access to see the completed documents once you actually complete them too. Okay, so just let me know if you need a hand there. It'll ask you to, when you open it up to say, answer yes and, have put a check mark on there, the usual stuff for permissions and like to use
Yeah,
electronic signature. Okay.
I'm gonna do it now.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, it's only a few pages. This one's really short. Just to make sure you're,
Okay.
yeah, just to make sure your information's right, like the name's spelled right, the phone number's right, the address looks correct, right? And then I represented you fairly there. And just let me know if you need a hand. You're probably
Okay.
quicker than me. Okay, let's see. Oh, sorry, no. I got a notification. I thought it was you finishing, but I apologize. I jumped the starting
No,
line
I'm
there.
done.
Okay. There we go. It's crazy how technology is. It's so fast. Okay.
Now, will all that be sent to me?
Yeah, it's under DocuSign,
At
right?
other
So
points.
you should even be getting like a follow-up email saying that you can access it. And then you're also, I'm going to give you my information right now, so don't run off quite yet. That way, one second. Just making sure I'm giving you the right info right here. Perfect. So they're going to be calling you within 12 to 24 hours, and you're going to have their information just so that you can even reach out to them, if you think there might be a lapse. Sometimes, people even just miss a call, right? And then this number that I'm texting you from right now is my direct line. So, if anything, you could use me as a resource, and I'll get to the bottom of it. I'm here to help you. They're the law firm. I'm more of a cheerleader for you, on the sidelines, but I just want to make sure I make myself available to help you if you need anything. And then did you receive my text there, Ms. Hill?
I did, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I hope it wasn't too much of a rocky road with me, and regarding everything, I really do wish you the best of luck and the best bill of health there.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, and I hope you have a blessed day there, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.